This $800 billion giant is considering using Bitcoin as a strategic reserve. How many countries will beat the US to the race? And is the game theory playing out right before our very eyes? Well, let's dive in to the meat and potatoes here. Yesterday, we had a Polish presidential candidate. I'm not even going to attempt to butcher this name. Mentazin, I apologize in advance for butchering that, but tweeting out to, and now has 2 million views, that if he becomes president of Poland, that his country will become a cryptocurrency haven and very friendly regulations, low taxes, and support the approach for banks and legislation, all to create a strategic reserve for Bitcoin. But you might ask yourself, how big of a deal is this for Poland to do this? I mean, Poland, you know, it is a decent sized country in the EU, but it's not the biggest country that it might is. But it's making waves all throughout the internet. I mean, we have big headlines coming in here showing that Poland is creating this strategic reserve, and that everybody is now having eyes on Bitcoin. Now, just days later, after Trump announced his plan to create the strategic reserve, you know, we have presidential candidates of other countries now printing it out. And in a post from even 2018 showing that, he's talking about multiple municipal offices and schools to mine Bitcoin. So not only has Slawomir Mentzin, maybe I got that right on the second time around, not only is he proposing a strategic reserve for Bitcoin for the country of Poland, he's proposed mining for it as well. So it seems like he's been in the Bitcoin space for a while, longer than maybe President Trump, RFK, some of these other guys that we're seeing pop up in the United States, and really seeing the benefit. Now, you might ask yourself, why is they doing that? There's a lot of elections coming up, but we've seen this all start to play out slightly, after Trump announced that. And I think that is very significant, because all these other countries around the globe are looking at what the United States is doing, as we are on a dollar standard currently. And so this article even lines out that it's shortly after, Donald Trump announces a national strategic Bitcoin reserve, the leader of Poland's New Hope Party. And I think that name is somewhat fitting there, New Hope, to, create a strategic reserve for the country of Poland. So I think that this is big. And I also think people are paying attention to Nayib Bukele, how this is popping up. I mean, this guy in El Salvador just absolutely dunking on people, saying he told them so, all about this Bitcoin strategic reserve. People are seeing the success of what Bitcoin has helped El Salvador do. And not only El Salvador, it's seeing success in other places. We've also seen Milé and Argentina start to pop up and do pretty well, running under, you know, Bitcoin-centric type of policies, more Austrian economics. And I think that's going to be the new wave here. It's not only, in the Fed here in the US, but it's all central banking across the globe now needs to be put on notice, because countries around the globe are looking at Bitcoin as a potential option. And not only countries, we're getting it on the state level too in the US. I mean, we've got Dennis Porter, boots on the ground here, even saying that he is now in a race to pass legislation of a strategic Bitcoin reserve before Donald Trump can even sign the bill into an executive order. So because Trump has already announced it, it seems like, the game theory is somewhat playing out, and that we need to get some more legislation around a strategic Bitcoin reserve. And on top of all of this, I think the craziest part is we're seeing Bitcoin just absolutely rip and roar here. It hit a new all-time high today. It hit 94,000, and it's still pumping. I mean, I'm under the belief that we're going to hit 100K before Turkey Day here in the US. So maybe a little Thanksgiving miracle where we'll see over 100K, but we're sitting at 92,000, 93,000 now. And I think that the current run-up that we're seeing, the low interest rate environment, is just going to prove to be very beneficial for that Bitcoin price to keep running up. Obviously not financial advice with anything on these lines, but how significant is it to have Poland on, on a Bitcoin standard? Well, you know, Poland is 21st in global GDP. They have just in front, you can't see it there with me blocking, but they are just in front of Argentina in global GDP, but still a small market share of overall global GDP with just 0.7%. Argentina with 0.63% about. But if you look at the top here, the United States proposing a strategic Bitcoin reserve by having over a quarter of the global GDP, and then China already stacking Bitcoin. We've known they've been doing it for a while with 17.8, nearly 18% of global GDP. Now, China, United States, Argentina, and some of these other countries starting to stack, we're nearly at 50% of global GDP of countries that will have some sort of Bitcoin strategy going forward. Now, I expect that number to increase because as Bitcoin prices run up, the government spending can run up, and then, you know, global GDP and the percentages of all that will keep increasing. So Bukele already announced that El Salvador will not take on any more debt. And I think this is the way that the U.S. will get out of the U.S. Out of this debt spiral that we're in. So other countries are starting to take notice of all this. And not only that, we've got the Giga Chad himself announcing earlier this week. We've got Michael Saylor announcing that MicroStrategy is buying more Bitcoin. So not only that, I think, you know, we're looking at nation states adopting Bitcoin to start. And then we're looking at businesses to start adopting more Bitcoin as MicroStrategy just keeps on doing it. You laugh, Michael Saylor, he buys at so many different areas, from the top to the bottom, and he just keeps buying and stacking on his way up, and he just keeps doubling down. So I think, you know, it's proven to be a very effective strategy with the way things are going for him and MicroStrategy. And same with El Salvador. I think the people around the globe are really taking notice as to why Bitcoin can be that safe haven, why that Bitcoin can protect against hyperinflation, can protect against this massive debt spiral that we're in, and also help out people, get out of that. And so not only is Poland talking about it, they're now getting into the train of potentially building this strategic Bitcoin reserve because of how much noise Donald Trump and the U.S. is making. And not only that, we have Senator Lummis making waves on that. Dennis Porter doing great work with boots on the ground. And it's making waves throughout the entire, U.S. government. I mean, even look at here, I got it up from Dennis Porter again, where it's the most viewed bill. The fourth most viewed bill is Senator Lummis is Bitcoin strategic reserve bill. So everybody in the government is making waves, is keeping track of this, and is looking at Bitcoin as a potential way to get out of this debt spiral, to improve their economy and keep everything moving forward. So with all this, I don't know how you could not possibly be bullish with everything going on. We've got nation states game theory playing out before our very eyes. And then we've also got businesses starting to stack more, and the Giga Chad himself, Michael Saylor, continuing to stack because, you know, how can he not keep doubling down with all this? And then we've got nearly 50%, nearly half of the global GDP stacking Bitcoin in the year 2024. It's absolutely insane. But, you know, how can you do this to help out yourself? And I think that there's very good ways in order to do that. And one of them is by stacking Bitcoin yourself and holding it on a stamp seed punch plate. So you can use promo code Green Candle to get 15% off, because you don't want to store your seed phrase, your entire wealth on water, on paper, or on paper that can get affected by water. It could get burnt. No, you want it on something that can survive all of the elements, and Stamp Seed's here to help you. So go ahead and visit stampseed.com. Use promo code Green Candle for 15% off. And lastly, if you want some help with that, my buddies at The Bitcoin Way can help you out. You can set up an appointment. It'll look like this. Just type in thebitcoinway.com/greencandle, and it'll take you right here to this very screen where you can set up a free consultation to help get your Bitcoin off an exchange and help securely store everything that you've got going on. So I appreciate y'all joining me for this quick live stream. I'm going to start doing these some more. So go ahead, smash that like button, hit that subscribe button, tell a friend to tell a friend, join the Green Candle Party as we are here pumping, ladies and gentlemen, because the game theory of nation states adopting Bitcoin, as well as businesses and the people around the globe, is playing out before our very eyes. And I'll be here to cover it for you. So see you at the next one.